G'day, Gary.
Yeah, morning, fellas.
Good to chat, mate. A week goes quickly. In a week, there's plenty of chat in the world of golf.
Oh, isn't there what? Isn't there what? Well, all the people that backed Adam Scott can feel a little bit disappointed. Those two double bogeys in the first round last week.
Cost him, didn't it? Yeah, it did cost him.
He had 17 birdies, the most amount of birdies anybody in the field. So it shows that he's playing well. It's just, just throwing away those couple of bad ones. The shot that he hit on 18 on the first day out of the rough, I don't know what he was thinking. But anyway, he was inside the ropes and we weren't, and it looks a lot easier from out here. But so were Kim. That was an incredible win for him. But you can see at a golf course like that, you've just got to miss it in the right places, and he did. He got him up and down. But there's a bit more to that. He's withdrawn this week through a back injury. It must be that $3 million he picked up and that big trophy that that Jason Day handed to him. So
carrying the bags.
Well,
he can play wherever he wants now for the next 5 years. He can pick and choose.
Well, he certainly can, and that's the beauty of it. And it was amazing. People said, well, why didn't someone pick them? He's a good player. He's played a lot of events, but he missed seven cuts. He shot outside 80, five or six times this year and really hasn't contended. So that's how weird golf is. And McIlroy, who we all thought was on the mend, he could be out for the next few weeks. He's that reoccurring rib injury that he got back earlier on, where he had 7 weeks out of the game. It's reared its ugly head. So it's an amazing game. I guess it's a bit like cricket when your high performance is stopping your cricketers from playing the sport because they said they're overdone. Golfers are getting more like that. And I think Tiger Woods was the one that really started that. You know, guys like Gary Player and Jack Nicklaus and Arnold Palmer, they played every damn week they could. But these guys, they're picking and choosing and playing 16 to 17 events and reckon they're tired. So I reckon they're soft.
You know what? They're too rigid. They've got too many muscles.
Maybe.
What about that
Not
theory?
Supple enough. Yeah,
What about that theory?
I don't mind that. Too much in the gym and maybe just not maybe like our fast bowlers. Now, the Fiji Open, what's happening there?
Well, this is a great event. It's on to its fourth year and it's really grown momentum. Obviously, it's it's tri-sanctioned now with Europe and Asia. The PGA are always looking for volunteers. So you can go on to pga.org. Any of your listeners who are golfers, they can get a job over there for a week. Well, what a beautiful place to work. You know, the Coral Coast there. The interesting bit, when you're watching in August, it's had a time change, a date change. A lot of changes to the golf course. You would have seen that we got blown off the golf course a number of times over there. VJ's been hard at work with his front-end loader and moving dirt and digging holes. And when the boys go back in August, weather pending, hopefully all the holes are ready to go. But they look cracking. I've seen some online last week and quite different. But any volunteers that want to go to a beautiful place to work for the week?
Oh, yeah.
It's not really work, is it? You're watching golfers play and getting inside the ropes pretty much. It's it's pretty cool. So just go to pga.org.
Now, what's happening with Vijay Singh's caddy?
Yeah, well, how about this? Kip Henley, who has been a caddy on the tour, and you can follow him on Twitter. He's quite funny. He's, for America, he's actually got a really good sense of humour. He's always taking the mickey out of himself. He's quite humorous, just to be around. He BJ took him up as a caddy, but he only lasted a couple of weeks. And Kip, actually, he quit the bag. He said, I'm out. It's too hard working for BJ. He pays very well, but he's hard to caddy for. It sounds like one Robert Allenby. That players caddies are dropping the bag. So he will this week have to find another caddy. I'm sure that there'll be caddies out there that'll want a caddy for him as he does pay well, I should say. And he showed a few signs last week around his home golf course there that he went all right, other than the third round. And it's interesting. We all think, oh, well, he's been around forever. He mustn't be nervous. He'll be right. But he shot in the 80s on Saturday to throw himself out of contention.
Now, let's try and find a winner, mate, for the Byron Nelson Classic, which is another big event.
Yeah, this is a big event. You know, when Byron was alive, this was the one that all the players went and played, all the top players. You know, you have got, Poulter, good effort from him last week. He's playing this week, Spieth and Earls. I like Patrick Reed. I think this guy's starting to play himself into contention. And he's a confident player. So he holds a few putts and he's away. Brooks Koepka, this kid just keeps playing well. So you just don't know. He's my roughie, but he's played well here before. I'm sure that he'll be a short price. And then Jason Day, who was obviously disappointing in the final round. I liked his attire in the presentation. He just had a T-shirt on. He was ready to go after shooting 78 or 80. So, but we've got 10 Aussies in there. The interesting one is Stuart Dean, Australian guy who's a club pro over in Dallas. He's got a start this week. So
Stuart Dean. All right. Patrick, so you've got Jason Day. He's $15 at tab.com.au to be overall. Brooks Koepka, you like at $17. And also Patrick Reed at tab.com.au. Good on you, Gowie.
Good on you, Gowie.
Thanks, fellas.